what made the Jets a good fit for you?
It was a great fit for me. I talked with Paul Maurice earlier today. I think they want to change it a little bit. The offense on the team, they want to put on three lines that can score every night. And I think it was a great fit for me to come to Winnipeg.
What do you think are your biggest strengths as a player?
I think I can bring a lot of speed. I think Winnipeg's always been a team all about speed, and it's a part of my game that I like to use. And I'm a smart player. I can produce. I can play a little bit of power play. So I'm very excited to come to Winnipeg.
Matthew, Kelly Moore from CJOB. Welcome to Winnipeg. I guess one of the questions we always ask a new center coming into this franchise: can you win faceoffs?
Yeah, it's part of my game that I take a lot of pride of. But last year, I think in Anaheim, I led the team in percentage of in the faceoff, and hopefully it's something I can come in and help as well. So faceoff, like I said, I've always worked on it, always take pride on winning faceoffs, and hopefully I can come in and do that for the Jets.
Some concern was expressed that the Jets did not add size, et cetera, and in the Wild Wild West, that's an absolute must, but I'm sure you were able to cope okay last year in Anaheim.
Yeah, I think last year the role I had in Anaheim is going to be pretty similar in Winnipeg. You guys already have Brian Little on your top line, and then you have the kid Shifley, that's a bigger guy that can do that role of a bigger center, and you bring me that can bring speed, energy, and skill as well. So I think it's going to be a great fit for me, and I'm very excited.
Matthew, Tim Campbell from the Winnipeg Free Press. Can you tell us how many offers you may have had to consider today, and why did you choose Winnipeg?
I had a couple offered, but the one with Winnipeg was the better one for me. Like I said, hockey-wise, it was a good move for me to go there. I'll get some good minutes, and I'll be able to help the team to, get into the playoffs. And, I had a couple other teams, but like I said, hockey-wise, for me, it was the better fit was in Winnipeg.
Were you ever given an explanation, Matthew, as to why you were not qualified in Anaheim? Because it seemed like you'd had a pretty good go with Bruce Boudreau for a number of years, going back to your days in Washington.
They made me an offer which wasn't matching really the numbers we were looking for, and they knew that if they were going to qualify me, I had the arbitration rights, so that if we would end up having to go to arb, I would have much higher number than what they wanted to give me, so they didn't want to take that risk. They didn't have the money to spend on the center like me. They didn't want to spend that much money on the center. So for them, it was just I had a conversation today with Bob Murray. I think they just kind of released me to give me an opportunity to go somewhere else where I will have more ice time, especially after the trade they made for Kessler and Thompson. I didn't have really much space left for me on the middle in Anaheim, so I think it was just a good move for them to, release me and let me have a chance to go somewhere and play more minutes.
Timu, tell you any good Winnipeg stories?
No, not yet, but I've been in Winnipeg quite a bit. In Washington, I play there, and even in Hershey, the first year I played, we played the Manitoba Moose, so I was in Winnipeg for a bit in the final. So I've been there a lot, so it's a city that I always enjoy going, and I'm very happy I'm going there.
Matthew, you went through it last year. What are the keys when you join a new organization?
Well, for me, it's just, play my game. Like I said, I'm an energy guy that likes to bring speed and skill. And if you put me in the right spot and with the right players, I feel like I can produce. And hopefully I'll get that chance in Winnipeg. And after talking with Paul Maurice, I think I'll have a great chance. And maybe play with a guy like Evan Kane, who's a young, really fast, good player. So that'd be a really good thing for me if I can end up playing with guys like that.
Do you feel like your best hockey is ahead of you still? You maybe have another gear to reach?
Yeah, I feel like 26 years old, after what I've been through, I think I'm on top of my game right now. I feel very good, and I feel I can come in and really help the team. And I think the Jets are now a team that can compete and make the playoffs. They were close last year. They were close for a couple of years. So I think now with Paul Maurice and the new guys coming in, I think we're going to have a team that can compete and make the playoffs for sure.
What impressed you most about the Jets sales pitch on why you should join them?
Well, it's, you know, it's a Canadian city, it's a hockey city, and for me, being from Canada, it's, you know, you always dream playing for a Canadian team, and you know, coming to Winnipeg, it's like I said, I couldn't be more happier right now, and I'm very excited to come to Winnipeg.
James Edvin de Radio-Canada. Mathieu, je sais que tu as déjà répondu en anglais, mais est-ce que tu peux nous dire qu'est-ce que ça représente pour toi de te joindre avec les Jets?
Comme j'ai dit, c'est sûr que c'est une super belle opportunité. C'est peut-être le plus important joueur dans ma carrière jusqu'à présent. Je vais jouer dans un rôle plus important. Puis je vais pouvoir aider une jeune équipe à se trouver, peut-être, comme j'ai dit, faire les séries éventuellement. Donc c'est vraiment, je suis vraiment content, j'ai hâte d'arriver à Winnipeg.
Quelle contribution à l'offensive tu penses pouvoir apporter à l'organisation?
Après avoir parlé avec le coach Paul, je pense qu'ils veulent me donner un rôle de deux, troisième centre qui va jouer peut-être un 15 minutes avec du power play. Donc, j'ai tout le temps été un gars qui a ramassé des points, qui a produit offensivement. Donc, je pense qu'à Winnipeg, c'est ce que je vais essayer d'apporter de l'offensive.
Merci. Bienvenue à Winnipeg.
Merci.